fire at all.
Welcome back to the show, Jared and the GM, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are getting set to be joined by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick here on the show. I know we talk a lot, Floyd, about, you know, when you used to work for Belichick and you guys would work in New England and stuff like that, or even when you were in Detroit. But I always go back to, like, when I think Titans, Patriots, I go back to what it used to be like back in the old days of Steve McNair and Eddie George versus, like, Vrabel and Willie McGinnis and all those guys they had on defense. And, like, you know, I mean, I remember being, like, 13 and being upset when the Titans would lose. But you go back and watch some of those games, it was physical, tough football. And I'm kind of just wondering, you know, how far away these Titans are from maybe being, like, those kind of battles.
You know, those battles were always kind of epic. There was a spell there where we were a pretty good team, and of course they were, you know, winning Super Bowls or certainly getting to championship games, so they were among the elite. And when you went in there, you knew in your mind, like, especially during the playoffs, you're thinking to yourself, this is probably the best team in the NFL. If they're not, we might be. And so the winner of this game is going to be the team that ends up winning it all. And sure enough, that happened a time or two. And I mean, it was a special time because they were really, really good. And like I said, we weren't bad ourselves.
So I have the picture on my phone that they showed on Sunday Night Football, a 1976 of a young but still bald Floyd Reese and a skinny Bill Belichick. Are you ready to talk to Coach Belichick?
You bet.
Joined now by the head coach of the New England Patriots, Coach Bill Belichick. And Coach, before I just turn it over to Floyd, I remember some of the good battles that Floyd's Titans used to have against your Patriots. And I know this team isn't like Floyd's Titans, but maybe with John Robinson and Mike Vrabel, it's kind of getting there. What do you remember about the old battles versus Floyd's Titans?
Oh, man, they were tough. They were tough. We cheered when we got a first down. That defensive front that we played against in that, like, 2003, 2004, those days were tough. And then, you know, McNair, and it was a well-balanced team, but it was a team that you really felt going into the game, if you get 14 or 17 points, you felt pretty good. You know, not that you had a chance, because they could score too, but, you know, you felt like that was good against that defense.
Bill, we see the passing and the scoring in the league just skyrocketing. It seems like week after week there's some kind of a new record set. Is this, in your mind, is this the permanent direction of the league? Is it maybe a, you know, happenstance or just one of those up cycles?
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not. Yeah, I hope we can play better defense and you know, be able to play competitively and not give up a lot of points. So, you know, we'll see how it goes here. You know, the season's about half over. It looks like maybe things are not quite going at the same level they were earlier in the year, but maybe not. We'll see. But yeah, I hope not. I'd like to think that, you know, that defensively we can compete against the offenses in this league.
We're watching, we've got Derrick Henry, of course, here, and he's kind of a question mark in this offense right now. And I'm not sure if it's adjusting to the offense, the coach is adjusting to him. I'm not sure exactly where that's going. But in your mind, is there a decline maybe in that 30 to 35 carry, you know, Eddie George, Derrick Henry, big, strong kind of back?
Well, I mean, I think that's a great question, Floyd. I think it really probably depends on who it is. Certainly doesn't look like it was Ezekiel Elliott, you know, there, or Gurley, or guys like that. So, you know, probably the right guy in the right system, or the right guy with the right kind of, I don't know, you know, whatever it is. But I think that, you know, if any of us had Jim Brown, we'd give him the ball 30 times, maybe more, and be happy with it. But, you know, trying to, you know, have that type of player and you know, have the other things that go with it, the balance that you need with it. I mean, you just can't, you know, hand it to a good back up the middle all day. I mean, you got to have more than that, but it's hard to sometimes it's hard to, if you want to spread the ball around, which there's a lot to be said for that and having balance, then it, you know, means that you're featuring a guy less. And that's, to me, I don't really worry about featuring players. You know, the idea is to be productive and win, and everybody contribute. Sometimes some guys have a little more production than others. Sometimes that changes from week to week or year to year. But I think that in the Titans case, they have two really good backs. They're different. But we all saw what Henry did last year, and we've all seen what Deion's done this year. And so they're fortunate. They have two very good players at that position. There's a lot of teams that don't have any.
I read something today, I think, that said this is maybe the first time you've ever coached against a former player. Somebody that, you know, you kind of raised through the program, through the system, know, you know, all aspects of how he played, you know, his personality, what kind of guy he is. When you look at this team, is there anything that surprises you as to what they can or can't do?
Well, I think with Mike, you know, like any head coach, even if you get the program kind of where you want it the first year, in years two, three, and four going forward, it probably is going to be a little more like what you want it to be. But I think the team's very much in Mike's, you know, fits his personality and playing style. They lead the league in defense. They don't give up many big plays. They're sound. They play very good technique. They tackle well. They're one of the top teams in the league in yards after catch. They're the least penalized team in the league, which reflects their discipline and attention to detail. You know, they're very good in the kicking game. They've got an explosive return game. They've got great specialists that can punt, kick, return. So they're strong in the kicking game. And, you know, that's kind of where Mike started at Pittsburgh. And he played on all those teams for us, even as a starting linebacker. He was on all the big four units throughout the course of his career. So, and then offensively, I think this is a, you know, an offense that's kind of, you know, has elements of the Rams, Atlanta, with the running game, the misdirection game, the plays that Mariota can make, and the explosiveness that they've got in the receiver position that, you know, seems to be getting maybe a little better and more efficient every week. And certainly the performance they had against the Cowboys after a bye week, which is another, I think, trademark of Mike as a coach, is having that extra time to prepare, that extra week to you know, sort some things out and get a few things adjusted during the season that sometimes it's hard to do week to week because you're in such a, you know, the treadmill is moving so fastly as you go from one team to another, to have a little bit of time to, you know, retool your third down offense or your pass rush or your screens and plays like that. That was evident in how well they were executed and how well they played against the Cowboys. So, you know, I think there's a lot of things that when you look at the Titans, you see correlation to the way Mike played or his style of play, let's call it, when he was here. Now, of course, you know, Mike was a very productive offensive player for us too. He caught 10 touchdown passes as a tight end. That used to really annoy our tight ends who put him in there as a linebacker, and he'd catch a touchdown pass, and those guys would be, you know, run around all year playing tight end, and you know he'd have as many touchdowns as they did. So,
Coach Bill Belichick
on
with
the 1 yard line, and of course he reminded him of that too. That, you know, he had more touchdowns than some of the receivers did, and some of the other tight ends did. But Mike was really a three-way player for us, and a productive one, not just, you know, standing there taking up space, but he was, you know, a very productive player on the punt team, on the kickoff return team. As a short yardage and goal line tight end, and obviously defensively.
Coach Belichick with us. Coach, if a Nashville high school football player that listens to our show or a high school football coach were to ask you, Coach Belichick, for the number one thing of advice, what would you tell a high school football player or a high school football coach?
That's As it relates to what?
If a Nashville area kid were to come up to you and say, Coach Belichick, what's some advice that I can take going forward as a high school football player?
I think every player, to me, has the same job, really, is to, number one, be in condition. Number two, know what their assignment is. And number three, know how to execute their assignment. So the technique that's being taught to do the play. So that's really what we try to do with every player and how we try to evaluate each player. You have to be in condition. You have to know what to do, but you also have to know how to do it. And until any one of those three things, all three of those things are in place, then you really don't have anything. If you only have two of them right, then until you get the third one right, you really aren't going to have much. So once those three things are in place, then you can start moving forward in the evaluation process, or the player can start to contribute to his team. So that's where it starts for me.
Bill, one last question for you. We were both kind of born and raised in special teams, and I know you still love special teams. I always did. Is Yep. there any part of the game or the rules or maybe the attitude that people have about special teams that concern you about maybe the future, what that could look like at some point in time?
Well, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you know, Floyd, going back to when we coached together at the Lions and when you were here, when you watched the special teams tape, there were a lot of competitive plays. Now, if there are 30 plays in the kicking game, there could be 8 or 9 of the 10 kickoffs or touchbacks, so there's not much going on there. And 8 or 9 of the extra point plays or field goals are not really competitive. It's so hard for the defense to block because they can't overload, they can't jump, they can't hit the center, they can't really do much of anything other than hope the kicker hits a low kick. And these kickers are getting better and better, and they're kicking off great surfaces and so forth. But, you know, I remember when we were at Detroit, I mean, we'd block, 6-7 kicks a year. Mm-hmm. Minnesota blocked 10 kicks a year. You blocked them when you were up at Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were holding your breath on every extra point just to see whether you could, get it over the line or not. So, now some of those plays look like the Pro Bowl. And so I'd like to see those plays be a little more competitive. And then you watch the punt returns, and those plays are fairly competitive. I'd say not as good as it used to be because the punters are so good at punting the ball, and Kern would be one of the best. He kicked the ball 55, 60 yards, and he lands a yard out of bounds, so he kills the return with, his great placement as well as the distance that he gets on those kicks. So, it's getting harder and harder for those plays to impact the game. It's been interesting that I think the kickoff rule has maybe benefited the return team a little bit, just because the backside can't squeeze down quite as well as they used to with the running start. And it's like seems like the field's a little more coverage-wise. It's a little more spread out. There's a little more space across the field without that backside squeeze. It's not quite as hard as it was. It's still present. So, yeah, I'd love to see those plays, find a way to make those plays competitive and where it's really the extra points are, I'd say at least it's better now than to me what it was, at least, before when it was over 99% on the extra points. I mean, it's about as automatic as you could get. Now that number is dropping a little bit. I think that's a good thing, and there have been some good kickoff returns in the league this year and some good field position on those plays, so maybe that'll become a little bit more of a competitive play going forward. I hope so.
Coach Bill Belichick, Coach, we look forward to the game. We appreciate you taking time. We know how busy you are, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show today, Coach.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Always great to talk to you, Floyd, and Floyd had such a big influence in my career. I learned a ton from Floyd in Detroit about defense, special teams, and he was a big asset to us here with the Patriots. So I appreciate everything that Floyd's done for me and through the years, since my second year in the National Football League, we've been friends, and he's been a great friend, and certainly had a big impact on my coaching career. So thanks, Floyd.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. When you get down here, give us a call.
All right. Well, we'll be down there Sunday.
Yes, you will.
We'll see you, Coach.
Talk to you.
Okay.